Conference record has joined the conference.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, this is Deb.
Deb, I'm not sure what happened. I just reconnected. I'm not sure. What, just something disconnected with everybody. So we'll give everybody a minute to call back in.
Okay, let me know when you want to start.
Okay. Hopefully people call back in.
Annette did. Hello.
Hi, Annette. Yeah, that's never happened in any of our calls, so.
That's cool. Technology isn't as perfect as we say it is.
Exactly. But
Hello?
The convenience of it is good.
Yeah, so far I've picked up pieces. I've just made it a little bit more clear, so this is a good thing.
Hello, Vicki? Is Vicki back on?
Hello?
Vicki, is that you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
I'm not sure, but I called back in and got it set up, so.
It just went blank.
I know. I just said your leader has left the call, so who knows what happened, but we're just going to give everybody another minute to log to get in, and then we'll let Deb start again.
Oh.
And they have it recording, so it's recording all of our conversation now, but that's okay.
Something for somebody to laugh at later.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can figure out how to edit it. In our spare time.
I'm going to be so vocal. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Well, we'll let you finish, Deb. I don't. It's hard to tell who's all come back on, but we'll let you go ahead and finish or continue your topic.
Okay. And I was really on the last point as far as the changes we need to make. We needed to make when the waiver was open for amendment, and that was the vendors for equipment and supplies and environmental modifications. And we know that has been a challenge for families. We have a lot of vendors that you can find out on the internet. Things are cheaper, but they don't want to fill out the W-9 form for the fiscal agent. And now we're saying they need to be registered with the Secretary of State because they're doing business in state here. Not all vendors will need to do that. There's some vendors, depending, there's some fine print in that as far as what vendors do need to register if they're they don't have a presence in the state, if it's just shipping stuff into the state. There's some different caveats there on providers that vendors that don't need to register. But for any item that the family received after April 1st, in order for that vendor to be paid by the fiscal agent, they're going to have to meet those new requirements that are being enforced. They're not new through the Secretary of State, but in our quality assurance monitoring, we realized that those requirements were not being captured through our fiscal agent. The other piece, that doesn't affect the waiver so much, but just something else we picked up through that monitoring, was that if the family was hiring in-home support staff that had lived out of North Dakota in the last 5 years, our policy has always required that those background checks also be done in those states where those individuals had resided during that time period. So that has been added to the requirements with our fiscal agent, and we're monitoring that closely to make sure that that is being implemented according to policy at this point. So those are the three changes families will see. Even though the services are the same, we're still going to, families will need to indicate when they're requesting reimbursement for transportation, what the final destination was. Was it an in-state trip or an out-of-state trip? We're going to need to make sure that the vendors that families are using are registered as appropriate with the North Dakota Secretary of State. And then, again, if families are hiring individuals for either that in-home support or extended services, and if that individual has lived outside of North Dakota within the last 5 years, we're going to need that background check to just be a little more extensive to make sure we're not missing some what we call HIPs coming back on that background check because that person was out of state. And those are that's a safety precaution we feel that we need to do, that that's been in the policy. So those will be some changes. In addition to some of the service codes, a family may have been receiving equipment and supplies and in-home supports through the self-directed support waiver. Well, now that in-home support, that's going to stay the same service code, the same code that the fiscal agent uses when the family submits the timesheet, but that equipment and supplies, it's going to be a new service code because it's going to be the same service code as equipment and supplies was in the traditional waiver. So there'll be some of those things. So the fiscal agent is sending out new timesheets, new vendor payment request forms, and the transportation pieces. So there will be some new paperwork, but we have worked out with the fiscal agent that families do not need to re-enroll. If they were enrolled in the self-directed supports waiver, they don't need to go through that re-enrollment process to be in the traditional waiver. We're just grandfathering the self-directed folks over. The other piece that will be coming up that I'm just going to cover because it deals with the waivers, but it really had nothing to do with the waiver collapse, is that we have requested that the fiscal agent has two different types of packets, one that families would use if they are employing individuals, the other that families would fill out if it would be vendor, that's the behavior consultation, environmental supports, equipment and supplies, or transportation. If they're using any of those four services, they would fill out a different enrollment packet that wouldn't be having them do that the employer thing, saying that the fiscal agent can do the reporting on their employees and all that. So we've really tried to streamline that, and the fiscal agent has agreed to do that. In the past, if you were getting a self-directed supports waiver service, you had to fill out the complete packet, including the employer paperwork, even though you may have been only getting transportation. So we've tried to streamline that a bit. Threw a lot of stuff out there. We've talked about what amending the waiver meant, what the actual changes were, what we saw as benefits, some of the changes that CMS required we make when the waiver was open for amendment, and then some of the changes that are going to be happening at the same time now because of our additional work with the fiscal agent. They're really not tied to the waiver collapse, but they're all being implemented at the same time. So I'm sure there's going to be some confusion on, well, they didn't tell us about this when they were talking about collapsing the waiver. But there are some changes in the waiver, and I just wanted to make everyone aware of those tonight. Questions. I went over a lot of information really fast. Well, you did have a break in there. That was good.
Right. Deb, this is Jennifer Restemeyer. How are you?
Good.
I have a quick question. So as of April 1st, families in early intervention are able to switch to self-directed. Is that correct?
They will automatically be switched. They're in the traditional waiver. And if they want to switch from the provider-directed in-home supports to the self-directed in-home supports, that change, they can talk to their program manager regarding.
Wonderful.
Other services, if it was transportation in the self-directed waiver, it's now going to be transportation in the traditional waiver. Families don't need to do any changes there. They were just grandfathered in.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So, Deb, this is Missy, and it kind of goes with Jennifer's question. Are there still two waivers there, or is it all just one now?
There's just one waiver.
Okay.
Our traditional waiver. But we have a second waiver, that's the autism waiver.
Right. I'm just talking like the traditional and self-directed, is it all just referred to as traditional now, but they have options to self-direct?
Yes, it's now just the traditional waiver. Within the traditional waiver, since April of 2009, there's been the option to self-direct those four services, behavior, environmental, equipment, and transportation. We just added the two services that were in the self-directed supports waiver. That's the in-home supports, self-direction, and the extended services, self-direction. Those were the two services added to the traditional waiver.
Okay. Okay.
This is Vicki. I have a question. Do you know about when a lot of this paperwork will be changed that the fiscal agent will be sending out? Are they sending it out directly to the parents, or is it going through program management? Or?
The fiscal agent will be sending it directly to parents because it's information that the parents will be sending back to the fiscal agent.
Okay.
But we are asking program managers, as they're talking to families, particularly regarding the vendor registration, to get a hold of families and let them know that we may need to be contacting that vendor to get them to register with the Secretary of State. There's a website out there that you can go on to see if your vendor is registered. So we
that website
give them information to program managers so they can work with families to see if they need to do anything or if they're good to go.
Can you share that website, Deb?
Yes, I can send that out. Can I just send it to you? Should I send
it to you? If you send it to me, I can send it out to everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
And there's also some the Sentry code, maybe I'll send you that too, that really explains what vendors do need to register and what vendors don't need to register.
That would be great.
That would be very helpful. Deb, this is Jen again. Is there a list of registered vendors?
Yes, that's the website I'll be sending, so you
okay.
can go on and see what vendors are registered with
okay.
the state of the Secretary of State in North Dakota. Now, we may have vendors that are registered with the Secretary of State, but they have not submitted the W-9 to the fiscal agent. So just because a vendor's on that list at the Secretary of State doesn't mean that you can use them for a vendor for your self-directed support for an environmental or equipment and supply. They still need to submit that W-9.
Okay. Do we have a list of those that have registered in North Dakota?
Registered with the Secretary of State, yes, that's that website.
Right.
How about for both? Like, do we have a list of those who are both registered and have filled out W-9s?
Thank you.
We've asked for that from the fiscal agent. I just checked with Linda Heinrich. I don't believe we have that list yet, but that is something we said we would get out to program managers so they could share that with families.
Okay.
Stephanie.
You also
Hello?
Send that out.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead, Stephanie.
Denise Strami did provide me with a vendor list, so I think that Acumen finally did get that to someone.
So that was the list of folks that had completed the W-9 forms with Acumen?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Because I know there's two different lists. Those that have done the paperwork with the fiscal agent, those that have done the paperwork with the Secretary of State. We have to make sure that vendors have done both.
This one's just an Acumen-generated one, I believe.
Okay. We know there are some providers within North Dakota that are registered with the Secretary of State. They've completed the W-9s. They're becoming almost equipment brokers for families. It may be an agency that provides direct therapy, or they provide other services. They're a Medicaid provider in other ways, and they will order equipment for families. That's great, but most of the time it's not as cheap as the family could get it if they could deal directly with the vendor that they found online for that equipment. But that's good to have as a backup if the vendor that you found online just isn't interested in playing with us. At least there's some other options there. Any other question regarding that vendor piece? I'd be interested in folks' thoughts regarding that transportation and having that as one budget line item within the authorization. We're not going to be able to go over the family. We'll have that, and the fiscal agent can't reimburse beyond that. But then having the destination really trigger how the fiscal agent submits the billing to the state. It's going to be new. It's going to be a change. But after that's been out there for a while, do you think that's going to create problems for families or challenges?
Deb, this is Jennifer Restmeyer again. As far as that travel piece goes, you still set that budget with your DD program manager based on your destination, correct?
Right. You're still going to be figuring out, okay, how much will these in-state trips be costing? How much would that out-of-state trip be costing? And put that together into $1 amount for transportation.
I think if the family and the DD program manager really talk about it, I think that they're still going to get pretty close to the amount.
Okay.
And I think that that should be okay.
And Deb, this is Missy. I have a question about transportation. Just in regards to is the last grid I have regarding transportation authorization was from 2009. Is that still up to date? What is reimbursed?
No, there's an updated transportation grid.
Is there a possibility I could also we could get that?
Sure, I'll add that to my
okay.
list.
That would be great. Thank you.
Transportation is not something that CMS is thrilled about us having as a service within the waiver. And I'm not sure if they're going to find a way to make us remove that when it comes time for renewal again. But we can definitely tell that it's not something they're pleased with. But when we did the renewal back in 2009, we really did go all the way up the chain, and we do have written documentation from the head of CMS at the time saying that, no, there wasn't anything there precluding that from being a service. But we know we haven't made friends along the way with that push either. But we felt strongly that with the rural nature of our state, we needed to be dealing with transportation.
Are there any more questions for Deb? Okay.
Thanks for taking the time to do this, Deb.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, and also thank you for continuing to, whatever, I don't know if we're just like, to keep transportation in there, because I know for our family and many families we work with, it is very important.
We'll keep trying to keep it there. It's not one of those that I'm real comfortable with that we'll have there long term, but we'll keep fighting it.
This is definitely, and I guess I would agree with her too. A lot of the services we can't even get in our state yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we sure appreciate it. So, is there, before we hang up, I'll just ask one more time. Any other questions for Deb? Okay. Well, thank you, Deb, so much for taking time tonight and for everybody for coming on. I will be emailing out any of the information that Deb passes on to me. I'll get out the next few days to everybody else. Great. All right. Have a good night.
Good night. The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.